slack-jawed faggots around here, this stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
Yeah, strap this on your sore-ass plane.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of most ages, your friendly Pinhead 198 back with a new episode, and boy, do we have a lot to talk about, especially in the wrestling business, because all hell has broken loose since we have last done the audio commentary, the final audio commentary on Phantasm Ravager. It is February 1st as of this recording, and I tell you, we're in for a real treat with this one. We'll talk about that, and then we'll get into the review of Tekken 8, because I didn't get to do much on the Filmmaker Mike and the Boys, because I got cut out. So, but we'll start off with WWE Vince McMahon facing sex trafficking lawsuit. And this will go in with some of the Brock Lesnar shit, too, because from what I've been told, he's got some involvement in it. So let's just go on. Vince McMahon is facing a new lawsuit from a former employee who accuses him of engaging in sex trafficking. According to Variety, ex-WWE employee Janelle Grant filed the new lawsuit in the U.S. District Court of the District of Connecticut, while McMahon is named as a defendant in Grant's suit. He's not alone. It also lists the WWE and the company's former head of talent relations, John Laurinaitis. What a shock there. Grant's lawsuit alleges that McMahon and his co-defendants ran afoul of the Trafficking Victims Prevention Act. The suit includes claims of civil battery and allegations that Grant faced sexual and emotional abuse for years while an employee for the company. The suit alleges that McMahon and Laurinaitis were guilty of all of the alleged acts, both for their own pleasure and as a pawn to secure talent deals with prospective wrestlers that they were recruiting. This is where we get into. That's where we get into the Brock Lesnar situation. It singles out McMahon and as have repeatedly used sex toys named often after other wrestlers, WWE employees, wrestlers, and performers to sexually groom Miss Grant for trafficking to those same people. Jesus. Fucking dirty bastard. I knew you were garbage, but fuck. I knew you were garbage too, Laurinaitis, but shit. It also alleges that the WWE mogul gave Grant gifts and threatened her livelihood and reputation if she refused to succumb to her increasingly depraved sexual demands, including this. What is that? Decimating pornography of Miss Grant to thousands of individuals and engaging in sex acts with other WWE employees, some of whom were complete strangers. Oh, that's Jesus. Grant is seeking unspecified monetary damages. She is also requesting that a judge declare a non-disclosure agreement she signed while employed at the company as void and unenforceable. Give me one moment. The battery's about to die, and then we won't be able to read this article. Sorry. According to CNBC, the NDA dates back to 2022. Grant and McMahon came to terms on the agreement, which included McMahon paying her $3 million. However, Grant alleges that McMahon had only paid her $1 million of that sum and then discontinued payment afterwards. McMahon stepped away from the WWE in 2022 but returned in 2023. He was involved in the merger that saw the WWE and UFC combine as one company that same year. The new entity is known as the TKO Group Holdings. The news of the lawsuit comes just days after TKO Group Holdings announced a massive $5 billion deal with Netflix. This 10-year deal will see the WWE's Monday Night Raw move to the streaming platform in 2025. So let's see if we can hear a little bit from this article. And then we'll move on. Because I don't want to be stuck in the drip for too long. Come on. Technical difficulties, I see. There should be no reason why this ain't loading up. But there's a... there's an interesting video that's on here, if it'll fucking load, that goes into detail about this piece of human garbage. And he is human garbage. Should be shot in the back of his head and dumped in a fucking river. He's already had a good enough life. He's 70-something years old. Fuck him. I don't have no remorse for these cocksuckers that do this shit. And then you motherfuckers out there, you scumbags out there attacking this girl, saying, oh, you fucking apologist for Vince McMahon, you should be shot in the back of your fucking heads too and dumped in the river. I'm sorry, but you're useless scum. You don't know that Vince McMahon did it. We don't know he didn't do it either. And the track record proves it. Like, people have come out before talking about his bad behavior, and it's not just women. There's been plenty of men that have come out. You can look it up and see. People have sued him countless of times for his bad behavior and his disgusting, depraved activity. So I don't want to hear this shit that he didn't do it. Guilty until proven innocent. Not in his case. Fuck this bastard. And fuck anybody else that sides with him. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. If you're a fucking... If you listen to this podcast and you're a supporter, don't do it anymore. I don't want you. You're a fucking waste of a human being. So, that's how I feel about that. And then he resigns as chairman of TKO, the WWE parent company, amid the sex trafficking allegations. And this is recently, the other one was last week. This one's more closer to this week. This was the 27th. Vince McMahon has resigned from his position of the executive chairman of TKO Group Holding, the parent company of WWE. Earlier this week, ex-WWE employee Janelle Grant filed a lawsuit against McMahon and included charges of sex trafficking. The 78-year-old McMahon denied these allegations, claiming that they were unequivocally false. Of course he denied it. You're happy to do the shit, but when it comes to your feet to the fire, you're obviously not going to admit it. That would be stupid. I don't trust you as far as I can throw your old ass. I don't trust you as far as I could throw Rikishi's fat ass. So, just cut the bullshit. You're a disgusting piece of shit. I stand by my prior statement that Ms. Grant's lawsuit is replete with lies, obscene made-up instances that never occurred, and a vindictive distortion of the truth, McMahon said Friday, according to Deadline. I intend to vigorously defend myself against these baseless accusations and look forward to clearing my name. The charges in Grant's lawsuit allege that she faced years of sexual and physical abuse while working for the WWE. Grant adds that McMahon and the former head of talent relations, John Laurinaitis, and this is just a rehash of, I'm trying to get to the Brock Lesnar shit. Because apparently, from what I've been told, and in these articles, if that fucking clip would have came up, they're talking about how they used her as a sex pawn to coerce Brock Lesnar to re-signing this most recent deal that he had his run in WWE. And one of the things that was said is he demanded a video of her pissing sent to him so he could be turned on. And that would have swayed an easier deal for Brock Lesnar to re-sign to the WWE, which he did. He was supposed to come back in the Royal Rumble this past Saturday. He was pulled from it. These things aren't just coincidences. I don't believe in that shit. And John Laurinaitis is, beyond Vince McMahon, he's a notorious cock-sucking scumbag too. So,
I'm in more line to believe this Miss Grant than I am to believe Laurinaitis and fucking Vince McMahon. But a lot of you out here will lick his boots because of the WWF and what he's done in his legacy. Shut the fuck up. The guy's a degenerate scumbag, and he always has been. And he's never hidden it. That's why I don't understand how some of these brain deads can say he didn't do it. I believe in innocent until proven guilty, too. But when you flaunt the shit, it's an open secret. Like I said, you can go down the line and look up some of the... This might not even be the most depraved shit. This is the shit we know. Let alone talking about the shit we don't know about. The real dirty shit. It puts a bad taste in my mouth, I'll tell you right now. And heading into the WrestleMania season, it's not looking good, so. And now CM Punk is injured. Let's move away from this, because I'm sick of talking about this. This is just disgusting. Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves. And even if you even did half of what this young woman is claiming you did, you all should be lined up against the wall in the firing squad and shot point blank in between the fucking eyes. You're scum, and you're not worth human existence. I'm sorry, but that may be extreme, but these people won't pay the way they should pay. Through jail time. We do it, we'd be thrown under the fucking jail and buried. These motherfuckers just pay enough, they walk scot-free. And continue to go out and do the depraved shit that they've been doing behind closed doors. It's disgusting, and they should be eradicated off the face of the fucking planet. It's times like these I wish there were serial killers still around to take out pieces of garbage like this. Absolute human garbage. CM Punk is injured. So he'll be out for WrestleMania. It's not happening. We were all excited about it. But it is confirmed. CM Punk out of WWE WrestleMania 40. The shit out of here. After confirming injury suffered at Royal Rumble. Just as CM Punk's return to WWE got into full swing, things reached a screeching halt. During this week's episode of Monday Night Raw, Punk confirmed reports that he suffered a torn tricep and will be forced to miss WrestleMania 40. So the hits just keep on coming. Hooray. Reports surfaced on Monday that Punk suffered the injury during the Men's Royal Rumble match at Saturday's premium live event in Tampa, Florida, which was his first televised match in WWE since 2014. Mike Johnson, a PW Insider, reported that Punk is believed to be heading towards surgery following his appearance on Raw. Johnson added that the belief is that Punk will be facing 4 to 6 months of recovery time and physical therapy, with a return to the ring in the summer being his best case scenario. So best case scenario, he'll be there at SummerSlam. Which is even a stretch. Worst case, he might be back at Survivor Series. Again. The injury ends the hype of Punk's WWE comeback, which many thought was out of the realm of possibility when he left the company nearly a decade ago. Fans were blown away by his return at Survivor Series in November, and it appeared big things were on the horizon for him. There was, but injuries squashed that shit. Punk has immediately put himself in position for a feud with WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins. Even though Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble match, which I saw coming 3,000 miles away for the second year in a row, there was an expectation that Punk would challenge Rollins for his title in one of the main events at WrestleMania 40, which will be held on April 6th and 7th, because they're doing the two-night event shit again. We cannot just have a traditional WrestleMania anymore where it's one, I don't care if it's 5 to 6 hours, one night. 4 to 5 hours. That's it. Instead, we got to double time this, and we're going to get 8 to 9 hours of WrestleMania wrestling. It's insane in the scope of 2 days. And if you include Stand and Deliver, that's 12. If you include NXT, that'll be 12. Because, mercifully, NXT events are a lot shorter than regular WWE premium live events. Like, Vengeance Day is not going to be anywhere near as long as the Royal Rumble was. It's not even come close. And it's not just because they're startup. They get shit done. They get in there, they do what they need to do, get out, and move on. They don't just sit there and blather on and blabber and bloom and go on for fucking hours and hours and hours and hours, which drags this shit out. Now, WWE will have to pivot to finding a new opponent for Rollins at this year's marquee event, which they tried teasing, Cody Rhodes. And I hope that is not the case, because Seth Rollins is an overrated fucking bum. I'm tired of hearing about how he's one of the best. He's not even the best in the state that he lives in, let alone in one of the best in the world. These fucking fanboys overrating these losers. I'm tired of it. This isn't the first time Punk returns to the ring. Let's try that one more time. This isn't the first time Punk's return to the ring ended unceremoniously prior to coming back to WWE. He spent 2 volatile years in AEW during a run that was marred by injuries and backstage incidences. That's why I knew this was going to happen, because he's been getting injured. He just came off an injury after AEW and quitting and coming here. He also suffered a torn tricep in September, the same fucking shit, 2022, after he won the AEW World Championship at All Out pay-per-view. Yep. He relinquished the title and was suspended for his involvement in a backstage brawl with Kenny Omega and the Young Cucks after the event. His contract was terminated in September 2023 after his involvement in another backstage altercation. You just can't stay out of trouble. None of you fucks can. Didn't know he was getting that old. The 45-year-old, that might as well be 70 in wrestling years. Didn't know he was that old. We're cutting the gap close here. Anyway, for that main event, because that's why he's getting injured so much. The 45-year-old is one of the most popular wrestlers in the world, for a reason. But at his age, his days in wrestling appear to be numbered. Yep, it remains to be seen how he will bounce back from yet another unfortunate roadblock. I'm telling you guys, this is close to the end. I hate to tell you, but I don't think Punk's getting that WrestleMania main event moment, ever. At his age, he is constantly getting injured. This is the third one in a row within a span of 2 years. Not even that, a year and a half. It's not going to happen, folks. I hate to break this news to especially the diehard CM Punk fans who want to see it. It's almost not likely going to happen. He's too fucking old. And he was too stubborn. He took too fucking long to come back. And now we're here where we're at. He's way past his prime. 45 years old, you might as well be Ric Flair's age today in wrestling years. And don't give me this shit. Diamond Dallas Page started in his late 30s. That's an anomaly. 9 times out of 10, you're going to get guys, by the time they hit their late 40s, they're starting to wrap up their career because they know the body can't take it anymore. These are facts. These are the facts of life. We get older, our bodies start to deteriorate. So, I really don't think the main event at WrestleMania is ever going to happen. And it's a tragedy. For some, they love it. They're like, yeah, foot pump. I'm glad he ain't coming back. I'm glad he's hurt. I'm glad he ain't going to have his WrestleMania moment. There's a lot of people out there like that. There's some hero worshippers of Punk that he can do no wrong. He can murder your grandma and he still could do no wrong. I'm more of a Punk fan on the middle ground. Like, I know his flaws, but at the same time, I wanted to see that WrestleMania moment. I highly doubt it's going to happen now. Because I wouldn't be surprised if he came back and got injured again. It's called a track record, so. Crack open this last Blue Moon. And then we'll get to the Tekken 8 review, because boy, is this a treat. And I know when I usually say that, I mean that sarcastically, but this time I actually mean Tekken 8 is a fucking treat. It's one of those treats you get on Halloween instead of the trick. I think this is the most fun I've had in a very long time with a fighting game. Especially for any game, but with a fighting game, it is packed with shit. And imagine this, right out the gate, unlike certain games like, you know, Mortal Kombat 1. Right out the gate, you can play with your friends on other consoles. Imagine that in the modern era fighting game. It's cross-platform. Huh. Something that, you know, the great everybody sucking Mortal Kombat 1's dick. But it couldn't do that. Something so basic, Boon and NetherRealm couldn't do that. They still haven't done it yet. We're still waiting. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. So Bandai Namco's already one step ahead of NetherRealm. Fuck them. The arcade mode is similar to Street Fighter 6. I don't care one way or the other, but it's similar to Street Fighter 6, where you can go in and have your character and you're in an arcade and you can challenge or you can choose to do your own shit. The only difference is their arcade is offline and Street Fighter 6 is on. So you're going to be getting a lot of fighting matches with people that come in online through the lobbies, and that's fun. I don't know how anybody else feels about it, but I think that's absolutely fun to be going through lobbies. And instead of just playing online, you can go and play in the arcade as if you're playing in an arcade back in the day. That's one thing Street Fighter 6 did that I really enjoy. And this game tries to do that same thing, but it's not as in-depth as Street Fighter 6 that I would like to have been. I wish they really, really would have worked on that and gone in-depth. You know, really made it to where... Because I was talking to one of my friends about it, and he thought the same thing. I really thought you were going to be able to go in this arcade and actually play, like, old school Tekken shit. Like, play Tekken 3 or fight someone online to play Tekken 3 or 2 or 5 or 4 even, I guess. We don't need to talk about that abomination. But anyway, it's the only time Tekken really faltered was 4. And it's not even a terrible game, it's just a weird game. Some major missteps with that, but we're talking about Tekken 8, and Tekken 8 so far, the arcade edition, it's nice, but it's mostly just to train you. It really is mostly just to train you combos, heat rush, blocking, how to break blocking, because breaking blocking is harder in this game than it has been in any other Tekken game, because you're really... really relying on, like, you got to have good moves. Low kicks and throws take blocking down, so they train you that. They train you the rush, the heat meter. They train you how to use combos. They train you on everything. So if you're new to Tekken, which a lot of people are coming into Tekken 8, it is a fantastic way to get people out there and get them into Tekken. Because Tekken's hard. Like, you get your ass kicked, boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, like, constantly getting your ass kicked. But you do eventually learn it, and when you do learn it and kick people's ass online yourself and start getting in that groove, it's one of the sweetest, most beautiful feelings you can, the euphoria just of being able to accomplish what you needed to accomplish through what you learned in the arcade. It's just fantastic. The characters are good. I like the characters in this one. I'm hoping we get a couple additions. Like, I really want Eddie Gordo to come back in this one. So hopefully down the line, because this is going to be like, this game's going to be going on for years, like 3-4 years easily. And it's going to be constantly evolving. But even in its state right now, it's one of the better fighting games I've played in a long time. It's sure as hell better than Mortal Kombat 1, that piece of fucking white trash. It's fucking garbage. I'm sorry, and for those of you out there that like Mortal Kombat 1, that's great, but I think it's trash. And I don't want to hear this shit, you just don't know how to play it. No, Mortal Kombat 1 is one of the easiest games to fucking master. It's pathetic how easy Mortal Kombat 1 is to master. Because they wanted to make it casual for a casual audience, so casual players could come in and play with us veteran Mortal Kombat players too. You know, not for nothing, Street Fighter 6 did that, but they did it without nerfing the fucking game like you guys did with Mortal Kombat 1, you stupid, incompetent fucking pieces of dog shit. Sorry. A little sore about that, because Mortal Kombat was a piece of shit. So, coming out the gate, I don't give a fuck about the DLC and all the shit that's coming out. Fuck them. Fuck Omni-Man. Fuck Peacemaker. Fuck Quan Chi. Fuck them all. Human garbage. But we're talking about a far superior game, Tekken 8. Tekken 8 sucks, because you're not good at it. Because you're not good at it, and you never will be, especially with that attitude. Which is fine, because Tekken's not for everybody. But to say that it's complete garbage just because you're not good at it, give me a break. It's not like your broken game Mortal Kombat 1, which is a joke, and it's already fallen off. So if you look at the numbers, you still do, like, no one cares about this game anymore. No one's playing it like that. I've tried to get into matches. It's like pulling teeth. With Tekken 8, you get in them quick. You get in them real quick. Like, they don't take no time. The story mode is really good. The story, I'm not going to say much about it because I don't want to ruin it. I want you to spoil it for yourself. Especially if you do get Tekken 8. The story on this is really good. It's better than Mortal Kombat's. And I have to keep comparing Mortal Kombat because that was the more recent game to come out. Street Fighter 6 has been out for a long time. Mortal Kombat has been more recent comparing it to Tekken 8, so that's why I keep going back to Mortal Kombat 1. Mortal Kombat 1's a joke. So, but Tekken 8 overall, I really enjoyed it. I give it a solid 9 out of 10. And this is just starting off, because it's got a long, long, long way to go before it's run its course, before we can talk about Tekken 9 or another Tekken Tag or whatever. So this is a great entry in the Tekken series. I think they knocked it out. Not only did they knock it out of the park, but they fucking went boom. Like, it not just knocked it out of the park, it broke somebody's car window because it went so far out of the park. So, I gotta say, 9 out of 10 for Tekken 8. But that's about it. We don't have much. Like I said, we had to talk about the disgusting, depraved behavior that is Vince McMahon and his disgusting, depraved people. And if this shit's true with Brock Lesnar, I'm sickened, because I used to have respect for Brock Lesnar, but not anymore after this. If this is the kind, especially being a married man, you're married, dude. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You have the world at your fingertips. You're one of the most wealthy men, especially to come out of the UFC. It's pathetic. I thought you just wanted to be in peace and live on your ranch and chop wood like a lumberjack. Obviously, you wanted to diddle a little girl. You wanted to diddle employees too while you were at it. You wanted to do more than just chopping hay and fucking wood. You wanted to take advantage of people. That I don't respect, so. But we had to talk about that. We had to talk about CM Punk, and we had to talk about Tekken 8. There is not much to talk about because we're in a slow season. This is February and ain't shit coming out. So, nothing good. We ain't got nothing until Dune Part 2. And even then, I want to tell Dune to stick it up its own ass. But I'm still going to go see it. And I will have a full review on that. We're getting more whispers in the Scream about Scream 7. But I need more information about that before we really dive into Scream 7. And we got some more information about Friday the 13th. But once again, we need more information on it. So that'll be the next episode. Till then, thank you for continuing to listen to this piece of shit. I appreciate it. I love you guys. And take care of yourselves. And play some Tekken. I hope to see you in some of the lobbies. I'm under Happy Apples. That's my gamer tag in Tekken. So I hope to see some of you out there for those that might be listening and have a PlayStation 5 or whatever you're playing on. Hope to see you out there so we can kick each other's ass and have a good time. So until then, love you guys and peace. Take care of yourselves.